Caesar's Times Square casino proposal gains vital union support. A proposed casino hotel in Times Square has received the support of 17 labor unions. The backing is a significant boost for the project, which is led by a partnership between Caesars Entertainment, real estate developer SL Green, and Jay-Z's Roc Nation. The project involves converting an office building at 44th Street and Broadway into a high-end gaming, hospitality, and entertainment complex, with the goal of breathing new life into this iconic New York City location. Union leaders highlight economic benefits. In a letter to key Manhattan officials, including Manhattan Borough President Mark Levine, State Assembly Member Tony Simone, and City Council Member Eric Botcher, union leaders expressed strong support for the Caesars Palace Times Square project. They underscored the economic benefits, arguing that a revitalized Times Square would have positive effects across the entire city. The unions involved, which include notable groups such as the Steamfitters Local 638 and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local Union No. 3, are confident that the casino will generate significant job opportunities and stimulate economic growth in the area. Despite the strong union support, the proposal has faced opposition from some theater organizations, such as the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees, IATSE, and the Theater Development Fund, TDF. These groups worry that the casino could divert attention and patrons away from local theaters, potentially threatening the cultural vitality of the area. However, union representatives argue that the project will attract millions of new visitors annually, which would ultimately benefit nearby businesses, including restaurants, hotels, and retail establishments. Union support considered essential. The union's support is viewed as essential for the project's progression. The organizations highlighted the good working relationships that Caesars and SL Green have established with organized labor over the years and the company's history of successful collaboration with unions. The consortium has already received backing from Broadway labor groups such as the Actors Equity Association and the American Federation of Musicians Local 802. Additionally, the developers have committed to investing billions in the project, covering not only the construction of the casino but also enhancements to local infrastructure, security, and sanitation. Union leaders believe the casino could be a driving force for economic development, potentially drawing over 10 million new visitors to New York City each year. This surge in tourism is anticipated to strengthen local businesses and provide a much-needed economic uplift to Times Square, which is still recovering from the slump caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.